said so, and Mr. Phelps never said so, and nobody else knew anything of the matter, then the thief's presence in the room was purely accidental. He saw his chance, and he took it.
The statesman smiled. "You take me out of my province there," said he. Holmes considered for a moment.
"There is another very important point which I wish to discuss with you," said he. "You feared, as I understand, that very grave results might follow from the details of this treaty becoming known."
A shadow passed over the expressive face of the statesman. "Very grave results indeed."
"And have they occurred?"
"Not yet."
"If the treaty had reached, let us say, the French or Russian Foreign Office, you would expect to hear of it."
"I should," said Lord Holdhurst with a wry face.
"Since nearly 10 weeks have elapsed, then, and nothing has been heard, it is not unfair to suppose that for some reason the treaty has not reached them."
Lord Holdhurst shrugged his shoulders. "We can hardly suppose, Mr. Holmes, that the thief took the treaty in order to frame it and hang it up."
"Perhaps he is waiting for a better price."
"If he waits a little longer, he will get no price at all. The treaty will cease to be secret in a few months."
"That is most important," said Holmes.
"Of course, it is a possible supposition that the thief has had a sudden illness." "An attack of brain fever, for example?" asked the statesman, flashing a swift glance at him.
"I did not say so,"
said Holmes, imperturbably.
"And now, Lord Holdhurst, we have already taken up too much of your valuable time, and we shall wish you good day."
"Every success..."